Basement Bookers Podcast.
What is up? It's your boys, the Basement Bookers Podcast, coming to you, recorded here at the Basement Bookers Podcast Studios, plural. It's your boy, Rich DeRiz, over there, the most Riz's baldest man, along with Basement Jer, the undisputed basement champion of the basement, as is custom. Today, Rich DeRiz, first of all, how are you and welcome?
I am good. I thoroughly enjoyed the weather today. My manager at work actually scheduled a half hour outing, which turned into an hour, which was great. We just went to like one of these other outdoor loungy park kind of areas in front of another office building and just sat.
And you know, sitting's good.
Yeah. It was great.
That's great, Rich DeRiz. I'm so happy.
How was your day? Did you get out and enjoy the weather?
Well, first of all, I'm happy that you prepped for the show by bullshitting. I threw out the garbage and it was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, but no, under the weather today, was fasting for a bit until like 4, and then had like, you know, a banana and like an omelet with all my vitamins and shit. But anyway, no one cares about that. So, Rich DeRiz, today we are here to speak about this is the Basement Bookers Podcast, annual AEW Dynamite Something Happened episode, and we're going to talk. And today, I thought, Rich DeRiz, since you had things that are very important that has, you know, nobody's business. We couldn't tell anybody you were on Basement Booker's business. You didn't have a chance to watch AEW television. But as you well know, a brand new acquisition to AEW. Now, I've heard of this woman. She's been wrestling around the world. Mercedes Moné, the CEO. Now, I've never seen this person before. You know, outside of New Japan briefly, and you know, the rumors and social media, but I don't know. She vaguely reminds me of someone that snaked Sasha Banks, but clearly. These are two different people, so we have to give her the benefit of the doubt. So what we're going to do is, because YouTube, I don't know about them. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes you get in, and sometimes they want you to take stuff out. So you can check out Mercedes Moné's debut on the AEW YouTube channel. But what I'm going to do is show Rich DeRiz the entrance, and then with the magic, you will know right away how he feels about it, and then we will play the promo and, you know, pause as much as possible, and then move on to the next few things, highlights from AEW Dynamite. Are you good with that?
I am definitely good with that. I'm looking forward to this, bro.
All right, excellent. So, pausing, time travel ready. All right. Rich DeRiz, having just seen the entrance, at least, what do you make of the music, presentation overall? And how do you feel about the fact that they decided to add a chant in there? I feel like that's cheating.
It is cheating. It's definitely cheating. It is absolutely 100%, without a doubt, cheating. It's lazy. They're like, oh, let's do something to get the fans going, like with Jericho and Judas. It's cheating. I hope in her promo she addresses why we're calling her the CEO. We'll get to that. I'm obviously going to see her promo momentarily. It bugs me. So when the AEW announcers, I don't know if it's them, they're probably told to do this, when they put over how happy someone looks to be there, it makes them, it's like they're calling out that they're small time, you know? You know, if someone makes their WWE debut, you don't hear that. That's not something that's said, because that is the, you know, that's the creme de la creme, you know? You don't need to tell us that someone that you just signed is happy to be there.
Well, Rich DeRiz, it's funny you would say that because I have it on good authority that Mercedes Moné is definitely very happy to be there. And you will see why. You probably know why, but nonetheless.
I do, but I did not want to steal your thunder because I have a habit of doing that.
Here's what I need to show you guys. Now, this tweet is from All Elite Wrestling Tracker at whatever. Let me share the thing, and then you guys can see here. It's going to add that to the stage. Mercedes Moné's AEW contract is reportedly over $10 million a year for 3 to 5 years with an opt-out option going into third year. This makes her the highest paid women's wrestler in history by a mile. Some will say Tony overpaid her. Truth be told, she's worth every penny. That remains to be seen, sir, or madam, or whoever. What do you think about that?
Well, I want to point out one thing. Bring that up again, please, if you can.
There you go.
All Elite Wrestling Tracker at Moné Stardom. So
you think they're biased? I think they're impartial, like CNN.
Like CNN, like Fox, like the entire media, all real
like
media.
WWE's The Bump.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's Matt Camp. That's AEW's Matt Camp right there.
Not even that. He doesn't even work for them. He's just a guy. Wait, did they fire Matt Camp?
Whatever. That was the first thing that came to mind.
I don't remember.
At least I know Peter Rosenberg has a job at Hot 97 as well. Anyway.
True.
Mm-hmm. Number one, I want to know the source that at Moné Stardom got this information from. If this person posted it already, great. If not, I want to know the source.
True.
That's a lot of money. Now,
you mean there's a lot of Moné?
No. I mean, I'm hoping that we get a lot of Moné, that she doesn't get injured, right? And. Mm-hmm. That's a big investment. Now, that's a big investment in someone that walked out of a company as champion.
Yeah, and not even like, yeah, we're going to put her over. But no, she decided that she's just going to walk out and drag somebody with her.
Right. Like, I don't like your creative. Bye-bye.
But that's Sasha Banks, though. Obviously, you're confused. But no, I get it. She bears similar... I understand. Yeah.
Right. I'm hearing slithering in my headset. I got a feeling it's her. Anyway, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot. It's shit. I'd do it. Like, and we'll get to the promo, and we'll go in there and give opinions and all that. And let's Well, Rich DeRiz, a couple of things. Did I ask you about the music yet on the
you
podcast?
You did, and yes, I definitely hear the Imperium sort of sound.
I was also thinking of something else, that this theme, like, it has a bunch of ingredients. Mm. Now, I'm not saying the people invented these ingredients, okay? But there's even an example of someone on this very episode of Dynamite who has the chants built in to their music. And I'll give you a clue. Dun 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 dun. Osprey, Osprey. It's in his music. So you got Osprey, and of course, look, I know Imperium doesn't own the original. But there's definitely what I forgot. I'm not a classical music guy, but that shit's in there. You know, they sampled it, as they say on the streets.
right,
and used it in there. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
like Flight of the Valkyries for Brander Dander.
Basically. So good use of that, but still, like, there's no one using Flight of the Valkyries in WWE right now, is there?
Nope.
You know what I mean? So there is that. So I don't know. Are you ready to hear what she has to say?
Yeah, let's see what the CEO has to say. And please don't just make it like chief executive officer, because she's not. Unless she is. I don't think she is. But
I won't spoil anything.
All right. Wow, she sounds just like Sasha Banks.
It's uncanny, but like, people sound alike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sasha Banks is from Boston too.
Right.
So maybe it's like an accent thing.
Could be. It could be. Also, I noticed AEW.
Imitations, this is serious form of flattery, by the way.
That's right. Looks like AEW, they leveled up their game. They got the LED boards on the barricade there, like the E. So
I did not notice that.
Yeah, and I know
someone to ruin with their body, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It was perfect for Darby to go through once he comes back from Mount Everest. But we'll get to that.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm home. Okay, so she did. She is home. She's home. All right, let's get past this welcome home bullshit, please. Friggin'.
I don't know how long it goes.
I don't remember. It's fine. It's okay. They'll probably be like, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
You do it with the magic of editing.
Fuck. I can feel my heart right now. It's beating out of my chest. Doesn't have far to go.
It's from all the money.
Yeah. All the money. If I had that, I would. I mean, yeah. I mean, I believe it, though.
Like, I mean, 1 year of this, sure, just out. Oh,
three.
Minimum of three? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Three? Yeah.
But first and foremost, that's the first thing I want to say is thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having my back these past 2 years. Thank you for giving me the courage and the strength to be here.
Hold. Courage and the strength. All right. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you know what? Money does give one courage.
Yeah.
And strength.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it. Because, like, I'm pretty sure the reason that she's here is because the WWE didn't want to pay what she was requesting.
Right.
So
that's my guess.
This
barely damage control storyline, they were pretty clearly leaving it open for her, and if not her, someone to come have Bayley's back.
Yeah. It's probably going to be Naomi. Because Naomi and Bayley were there to watch. So,
yeah,
to support their friend. So, mm-hmm. And also on SmackDown, I don't know if you saw, but Bianca Belair was like, man, fuck Bayley, man. I don't give a shit. And
yeah.
you aren't here while she was doing all this stuff. And Naomi's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of messed up. So there could be something there. That could be what Naomi's doing at WrestleMania. And who knows? She might have some friends with her. And we all know Jade Cargill doesn't appreciate Io Sky and what Damage Control is doing. So who knows?
They better not mess up Jade. I don't think they will, but I mean,
well,
yeah. Let's get back to Mercedes.
CEO.
Money.
Thank you for sticking with me from all of my lows, all of my highs, all of my milestones, all of my titles, all of my moments, the history-making moments. Thank you.
All but what? One of those was WWE?
Well, there's some like that, not like if you count like her she's talking about like in the last 2 years. Okay, never mind. So she had belts
right.
And the other shit she was in. But
it was it one title or two? I thought it was just one.
Well, maybe I didn't mean, I meant like before WWE when she was. Oh. She'll probably mention what Chaotic Wrestling. She might have been a championship there. So she mentioned it here.
Is that CZW? No, that's Combat Zone.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry. She'll say.
Let's let her talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said let her talk.
And trust me, we are going to be creating so much magic and so many moments together. Because every single one of you, you are the reason that I am here.
She's talking to the millions of dollars.
And millions of dollars in her bank accounts.
She's talking to all the bills. That's all. Don't worry, guys. That's the same thing. That's why it's easy for her to, like, it feels genuine because mm-hmm. she's actually thanking the money, which would too.
She's talking to each individual Washington in her money bin.
Hey, must be the money.
So thank you.
Yo, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
You could use the speed up option if you want. It doesn't change the promo.
Ah.
It's on the gear on the where it says HD. There should be also the
playback speed.
Let's do 1.5. What you like first?
Let's do. I'm okay at 1.5. If you're okay at 1.5.
Well, I watched the actual program, and everybody else, if they need to watch it in regular version, you can find it. It's very easy. It's written up there.
There you go. Boom. This is the video platform that you're very, very, very familiar with. All right. Let's 1.5x this jammy and see what she has to say at almost chipmunk speed.
I love you.
Thank God. Edit.
If you only knew how much tonight means to me, how much this means to me, how much wrestling means to me.
$10 million
a year.
Yeah.
For three or more years. And there it was, your favorite, Tamia.
You know, shout out to Mia Yim. Mm-hmm. She was always a supporter of Sasha Banks. And even though Mercedes Moné and her are not even the same person,
not at all.
You know, she also like, I don't know, maybe they're sisters or something. I don't know.
They look alike.
A little bit.
I think it's
just
hair.
Mercedes Moné or Sasha Banks. You know, it's got to be the hair. It is the hair, right?
Hey, must be the hair. Okay.
How dare you?
You see, in so many ways, wrestling has changed and saved my life. Wrestling has given me hopes. It has given me a place to dream. And people, legendary people like Eddie Guerrero gave me a place that I can believe that I can do this one day too.
This is not where Eddie Guerrero was, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah. True that. Maybe Chavo. Chavo, I think, was in like an episode.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for letting me believe in my dreams. You see, my dreams got me to lead a woman's evolution.
Lead
made me become the first ever woman to main event a pay-per-view in this very building.
One of two to main event pay-per-view. Okay. Not just the first one of the first of like one of two.
I mean, yeah, but
the
other person's not there.
Tango.
What's she supposed to say? Me and one other lady. It's not like she wrestled a broom. It's implied, right?
I'm just saying.
I know. Listen, we all know how I feel about Sasha Banks, who's definitely not Mercedes Moné.
Right.
But let's hear her out.
Okay.
You see, my dream started when I was only 10 years old. And when I was 13, I dropped out of school to take care of my brother. I love you, Joshua. And then those dreams at 18 years old and only 90 pounds took me to North Andover, Massachusetts, to a place called Chaotic Wrestling, where I began my dream. and that dream to become the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Well, we all have dreams.
Yeah, and we are all still striving to achieve those dreams.
Yeah. $10 million.
I want you guys to know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Me?
What? Get $10 million a year for 3 to 5 years?
How the fuck am I supposed to do that shit?
I don't know, but I played Mega Millions.
Uh-oh. I guess I missed it.
Gotcha. 792. Tomorrow's the drawing. Buddy.
Oh, yes. All right, I'm going to get
Tuesdays
it
and Fridays.
Yep.
And Powerball's up there too, 600 mil.
Well, I'll try both of them. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Shoot your shot. Yep. Speaking of shooting your shot, let's hear Mercedes shoot her shot and try to tell us why she's worth $10 million a year for 3 years. Omar.
So let's get down to business, huh? You want to know why I'm here? Because I need to be here.
For the money.
And WWE wasn't going to pay you for what you wanted. So you decided to go where they would give you the money. So let's be honest about that. Which, by the way, you do what you got to do to get that bag. Look, I'm not just saying. Let's be real here.
I know, right? Okay.
I want to be here. AEW is the only place where this revolution can be global. And we are going to make that happen. You see, I've been watching week upon week upon week, and everybody in that locker room, I can't wait to tear it up with every single one of you.
Oh, I can't wait to see Mercedes Moné versus Willow Nightingale. That's you know, 5-star classic.
The real money match is Mercedes Moné versus Saraya. I've never seen those two tangle with each other. I wonder what magic they could make.
Be careful, Saraya. Please.
Always.
Here we go.
Well, let's start with our main event tonight. Rio versus Willow Nightingale.
That's your main event. Put a pin in that. Put a pin in that. Trust me, the next segment is coming. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're going to have some wrestling.
Does Tony Khan hate me?
I don't know, actually.
It could be worse. It could be worse. I like Riho a lot.
Yeah, me too. But trust me, when you find out what the first match of the night is, put a pin in that. Go ahead.
Okay.
You and I have a lot of unfinished business. But right now, at Big Business, Mercedes Moné is all elite.
She said the thing.
Oh, my God.
So to our chairman, Tony Khan, thank you so much for that tweet. To all of the AEW fans out there and watching at home, please say hello to your new CEO.
No explanation. So setting up the feud with Britt Baker, I guess. Make it an entrance. That's pretty much it. Rest is eye candy.
I mean,
move that. Let's take this down.
Okay.
And we're back.
Damn it. I was going to watch the eye candy.
Well, you can watch that on your own because I have a podcast to do with you. Like, what are we doing?
All right. All right. All right. All right. Fine. All right.
Well, that was the promo to open the show, Big Business. What do you guys feel? How do you feel about Mercedes Moné? Obviously, you heard how we felt. Me, I'm going to wait and see. Or me, I'm going to wait and see. I guess you too, huh?
I don't have a lot of a choice, but I can say the promo... weak for me. Didn't love it. Didn't say enough, but this is the kind of thing. It's, hey, she's here.
Here's That's my it. Issue mm-hmm. with the $10 million
right.
and what we know. Mm-hmm. With the option to leave in 3, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could trust someone after what she did. Right. You know what I mean? How she know? You know she's not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get what she can get, and then it's all right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God forbid, because a lot of times she gets into it, knocking wood. You know what I mean? Like, anything can happen. In AEW, well, at least for the women, I don't think they run a sloppy shot. But, like, the dudes, man, they be fucking up. You know, like, how many times has Dante Martin, you know, been out, you know, because of injury and stuff like that? You know what I mean? It sucks.
I do think one of those happened off screen. I think it was a car accident, but I get you.
Yeah.
I get your point, and Darby Allin, right? All the tossing around. What was it? House of Black just chucking him, and he landed on like on the rope.
Dude, that sucked. And the bit with the neck, right? And the bit where, the Revolution, the glass thing, like, oh man,
yeah.
He's got to have some. I wonder if he has Dark Man powers. Like all his nerve endings are just dead. He doesn't feel anything.
You know, could be.
Yeah. All right. So, well, Rich DeRiz, what we do have up next is the first match of the evening, a world title match between Wardlow and Samoa Joe.
Okay. Let me ask a stupid question that doesn't actually directly impact this, but was the Mercedes segment the first segment on the show or no?
That's how they opened.
Okay.
So this is it's still the first match.
World title match, Samoa Joe versus Wardlow.
Yes.
Opening match.
Yes.
Closing match. Riho versus Willow Nightingale.
There's only one reason for that. And I'll tell you, because
some kind of shenanigans somewhere, but it's obvious.
Yeah, basically, Julia Hart showed up.
Okay, love her.
And then Sasha Banks came in. I mean, Mercedes Moné, I'm sorry, they look the same.
Moné.
Mercedes Moné. Mm-hmm. Is in there, and it's basically a face-off between the two. And that's it. That's how they close it, I believe.
Mercedes Moné and Julia Hart?
Yeah. They were staring at each other. It was like a stare-down. You know, she's the TBS champion.
So Mercedes Moné is going after the TBS title.
Well, we don't know. She might have just been there to help Willow Nightingale.
I need a why on that. I don't expect.
Why help Willow Nightingale or $10 million?
All of
that's
it.
Why.
All of the above.
Million, if you
all
pay $10 million for somebody, you're not going to put a belt on them. Like, it could be worse. She could be the AEW world champion. They could have put her in a feud with Tony right away.
That makes more sense.
Does it, though?
With
she's
the level of
Peraza.
With the
like, do you just stop something just because Mercedes Moné is here? That's
no,
not good.
No, but maybe you plan it better.
Well, I mean, you know, Tony Khan, he's by the seat of his pants kind of guy. You know, when you're in this,
yep,
you better play it fast and loose, or what mm-hmm. pops money, and some of your money, you know. But you're playing with house money. I think it's an investment, but the ROI, I'm not so sure about that. Time is going to tell on that one. Now, let's watch this brief encounter just so you know how it finishes.
Okay.
So here we have Wardlow, Wardlow versus Joe. Relax, Wardlow. It's okay.
Why did Wardlow put up the Wolfpack sign?
I don't know.
Jackknife powerbomb, probably.
Hey, that'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Answer my own question. Sorry.
Hey, it's good to answer your own question. I don't have to. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Boo. They had that in the game.
Yeah. Of course they do.
2K.
Oh, interesting. I thought you meant the AEW game.
Fuck that game.
Cannot disagree. What was he going for? Snake eyes?
Don't believe him. Hold on a second.
The ref absolutely saw that.
He just lied. He lied. He did see it. He did. Hold on a second. Go back. I went too far, didn't I? It's right here? Yeah. Oh, no. I guess it's back. Sorry.
Yeah, it's back a little further.
Hey, sorry.
It's before this, I think.
Here.
Yeah.
No, right here.
Look right at it.
That's after. That's after.
Oh.
That's the initial one.
Okay.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
How did he not see that? That's impossible. Did he think he was just grabbing his head, maybe?
Maybe.
Because you could grab somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't.
Why does he keep going up there? Did you watch Raw yet?
Yeah.
That was my problem with Gable's match against Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you doing up there? Like, if I was Chad Gable, and I'm not, and right. Obviously we know what the booking decision was.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm Chad Gable, I'm wrestling. I'm keeping my ground. I'm keeping Sami Zayn grounded. I'm keeping on the ground. I'm smothering him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking away all his energy. He was splashed by Bronson Reed,
mm-hmm.
like messed up by Shinsuke. Like he went through all of that. And Chad Gable was fresh as a daisy. If you weren't going to give it to Chad Gable, why'd you make him go in super fresh and lose like that? And the story was told. He went up twice. He mm-hmm. missed twice. I would get if you missed once, but he missed two times.
Yep.
Like he should have been ankle locking like a mofo. Cause mm-hmm. like that Huluva kick, he barely got all of it. The one that finished Gable.
Yeah, because he hobbled.
Exactly. If he would have had ankle. If he would have got him on both, it would have been a wrap. It would have been Gunter versus Gable. But I see that they're trying to do. I know I segued, but another thing I'm seeing, people are saying, oh, Gable's shoulders weren't down. The pin counted. Chad Gable's not complaining. Why are you? Why are you? This people are generally upset that Sami Zayn won. First of all, now I'm not saying this or anything. I'm just saying you try wrestling a gauntlet match fasting. You try that shit.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he still was able to do it. That's what I was like, wait a minute.
Because, yes, it's real, but it also is part of the story because it was mentioned.
Exactly. So
just because it's real doesn't mean it is not part of the story. Because mm-hmm. it was mentioned on TV, it is part of the story as well.
Excellent. I'm glad you caught on to that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm glad we were able to talk about that real quick because that was bothering me for a little bit.
It's related.
Went to the well. Flippy. Yeah, Flippy. Stop jumping, mm-hmm. you big man.
More like a dropper bomb.
Oh no, the strap's down. You know what this means, Rich.
Well,
do you know what that means? Watch that. Look. What I'm hearing is true. Poor Wardlow. Like, first match, slept. Just slept. Oh, by the way, to precede this, there was a goofy-ass Adam Cole promo. Manager Cole. He's like sitting in a little chair. And he's telling a story. He's like, story time without a call, baby. I don't think he said
that. You know, I'm so glad he left WWE since they want him to be a manager.
Yeah, you know, it turns out if he would have just stayed, he probably would have been better off.
Especially now.
Well, think about it.
Wouldn't have gotten injured. Well, maybe.
He might have. We don't know that.
This injury wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. This particular one wouldn't have happened. That Orange Cassidy shit probably wouldn't have happened. That match that they had, remember, he got concussed from that really bad.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. And then Vince would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was still working there, or if he wasn't, Triple H would have brought him back.
Yeah.
And if he wanted to wrestle, he would wrestle.
But he'd probably be facing Logan Paul for the U.S. title.
Maybe, but you never know, right? Like, we don't know what could have happened, and, like, he's got his reasons. His friends are there. His wife's there. Fine, whatever. But you're a manager. You're not wrestling. But if you're cool with that, that's cool with me, too, you know? Whatever makes you happy. All right. So I'm going to just play what happens after this.
Mm-hmm.
Because watch who comes. He's very upset about what happened to them recently, having been slept on Dynamite after they tagged with each other. Swerve Scott's gonna come out.
Oh, he's swerving. He's swerving.
Yeah. All right. So what happens is he goes down there, but like he doesn't even, nothing happens with him and Joe. Joe just leaves. The security is able to separate them. Mm-hmm. And when Joe comes up the ramp, there's a guy trying to stand up, I think, and he shoves him off and he just leaves. Samoa Joe does. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that was the first match, and that's how they dealt with Wardlow versus Samoa Joe. Oh, also, there was a goofy-ass drawing of, like, Wardlow kneeling in front of Cole's chair or whatever, and he's handing him the title. Some goofy-ass drawing. Anywho.
Man.
I have two more things to bring up.
All right.
So
please be better.
Well, let's see. All right. We have a choice. You can have a promo or the aftermath of a match.
For fun, let's just go chronologically, like whichever of those two things happened first.
All right. So I'm pretty sure from what I remember, this is first. So let me present this video.
And if he's wrong, you got his Twitter handle right there, Basement Jer.
Leave me alone. Don't worry. I don't care. all right. So. All right, so here is Will Ospreay, bruv. And if you want to like watch it, you know, at regular speed, you're free to do that. I think I forgot to make this louder. God damn it. I hope you can hear it. I'll just be quiet. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You can't tell because it's so fast, but Will Ospreay does great promo.
Mm.
And like when he comes out, his entrance is good too. Because like when it's doing Ospreay, like he'll go to the crowd each time. Well, it goes
cool
like that, and all the time back and forth. Like, well, that's good. Very good participation. Like, this guy's going to be, if they don't botch this, and this is another example of the things that like when people say, oh, you just don't like AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I think he belongs here. This is perfect for him, right? Because then you can see what he can do here.
Right.
It's not like it's his forever home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People move on eventually.
Yeah, he's not getting $10 million a year for 3 to 5 years.
Honestly, we don't know anything really about the money for him. But and for him, he said, like, you know, it's the basically, like, he respects everybody, what they've done in if they're in WWE, but it's not for him. Mm-hmm. Like, he likes the schedule in AEW better. You know what Fair. I mean? And mm-hmm. what are you going to do about that? That's just it is what it is.
Yeah, why? Well, like, why fight for a schedule you're not going to get?
Exactly. Rup, 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 rup. It's even better and fast.
Mm-hmm. He wants to throw an F-bomb in there.
That's how you do it. That's right.
Yes. I'm sorry to cut you off, but yes. So that took me back to, I think it was his promo when he was going to face Kenny.
Mm.
I think it was. And I was like, holy shit, this dude could really cut a good fucking promo. I feel it here too. Like, even though it was fast, like, yes, him. I was like, before we really got into it, I was like, he's really, really, really good as a heel. Turning face is a little risky, but nope. This is just showing another wrinkle in his game. I'm here for it. I am fucking here for it, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. So I hope Riddle could keep his shit together so we could get bro versus bruv.
Bro, bruv, bro, bruv, bro, bruv.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
Yeah. All right, Rich DeRiz.
Yeah.
Time for the final pull from AEW. Mm. Now, here's my thing, man. Bryan Danielson said he's the best wrestler in the world, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't beat Eddie Kingston. So doesn't Eddie Kingston, like, beating you make him the best wrestler in the world? Shouldn't Will Ospreay be wrestling Eddie Kingston? Technically, I don't know.
So
I heard Eddie Kingston's better than Seth Rollins. Is that true?
Here's the argument, right? Anyone can be better than anyone for 3 seconds. It's just a matter of, like, I mean, is anyone who's undefeated? Who's closest to undefeated? See that requires research.
Yeah.
So we sort of just go on what we remember from their catalog of matches. Bryan Danielson in the American wrestling scene has an extensive catalog of fantastic matches. Ospreay is newer to the American scene. He doesn't have the catalog at the moment.
He beat Kenny Omega at Wembley.
Right.
Kenny, by God, Omega.
By God.
All right.
Now,
so, yeah. Sorry, go ahead, buddy.
No, I was going to say, like, Eddie Kingston, not the best wrestler in the world. Bryan Danielson, certainly in the argument.
All right. Well, now that that's been officially settled by the Basement Bookers podcast officially, the following takes place after Switchblade Jay White defeated Darby Allin. And let's see what happens. Sportsmanship, man. Now you're probably thinking, oh no. Damn. Oh, by the way, in this match, Darby, like, came off the top rope to the outside while Switchblade was, like, in drive-by position, like, out hanging over it. And he was trying to do, he just wound up, he moved. So he hit the, from what I understand, the hardest part of the ring from the top rope. And, yeah, fuck that. That hurts. Yes, there is still a Bang Bang Scissor Gang as of them coming out. Now, what could they be doing? I like how they just drop Darby Allin like a sack of potatoes. It's like, hey, what, did you hear that? I'm pretty sure I heard Taz say, bang, bang, scissor gang my ass. Has he? Now, how do you climb Mount Everest with a broken freaking ankle? Unless it didn't happen for real. But you do shit like that. Like, he's going to go climb Mount Everest. That's the reason
just,
you don't have
like,
to write him off TV.
Yeah, just make the story. Oh, he's going to climb Mount Everest because he's a daredevil. Because you know what? It's fucking true. And it makes him look like more of a badass. Whether it works, whether he gets there, or whether he doesn't.
What the fuck? It's your favorite.
It's your favorite phrase. It's a hat on a hat.
It's definitely a hat on a hat. Like you even have to write them off like that.
Also, by the way, the last episode of Dynamite I watched, Bang Bang Scissor Gang was in its very infancy. It was just proposed. So this whole thing, A, lasted what, 6 weeks?
Thank God.
And B, it started with Billy and his kids on opposite sides, and it clearly ended with Billy and his kids on opposite sides. All I did was cut the shit, Tony.
Exactly. Sorry. This is why, and this is, like I said, no insult to the men and women that work hard to put these shows on, such as Collision and Rampage. I can't. I just can't. If anything, it's a bonus, okay? So, like, I'll keep up with Dynamite. Because most times, like you just saw, like I barely was paying attention to the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. Like, I'm like, don't do that. And good. Jay White shouldn't even be, like, he should just be him doing his thing. Why does he have to always have, like, people around him? Is it impossible for him to do, like, solo stuff? Like, what do you, why you don't trust him? I thought he was, like, your guy or something.
I don't know. It's like lazy booking. It's like, oh, we need a faction. Why? He's not in faction. So, okay, Tony. Sure.
I guess you're a little bit more intimidating. I guess, oh, he was in the Bullet Club. We got to get him a club here.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Well, the show was fine. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I had from there that I recalled. So.
Yep, love those highlights from Riho versus Willow Nightingale. It was great, 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 great match. Perfect.
Big business. Rich Torres. And Okada and the Young Bucks, the Elite, they wrestled Eddie Kingston. And who did he have one of them? Was it Pac with him? Whatever.
Pac is back?
Yeah, Pac is back. Pac game.
Yes.
And yeah, they lost. Okada Rainmakered Eddie, and he held the title over him. So that's what I think happened. That's why he went over, is to get that belt to Okada. Because there's no way it doesn't go to Okada.
I wonder.
They
I doubt
pay him
this.
A lot of money, too.
I doubt this, but here would be an interesting scenario, right? What if TK said, all right, Brandon Dander, you're gonna win the Continental title, but then you put Okada over. And Brander's like, no, why would I do that? And Tony's like, yeah, you're right, let's not do that. So let's put Kingston over Brian, and then put Okada over Kingston.
Now, I believe that could happen, but my theory is that was Brian's intention. That the attention was always going to be Ospreay versus Danielson. That's the better matchup. No belt on the line. You don't need a belt for that.
Right.
Ospreay's going to win. Spoiler alert. And, what is it? AEW pronounce Dynasty. I wonder if they're going to bring in Lacey Evans. You know, that
Dynasties.
Dynasties.
Macy Estrella.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, the point of the matter is, it's getting okay, I guess. Fine. Dynasty. That's an interesting name for a pay-per-view. So could we have Okada versus Kingston at Dynasty as well? I hope so. Did I say it wrong?
Kingston, no, you said Okada? It right, but oh, okay. I'm thinking, what if there's probably a couple, but a particular free agent from a Samoan dynasty were to make his debut?
I mean, there could be, that could happen. Interesting.
And what if he throws up the one?
Well, if we're going to have another issue entirely, aren't we?
You know? I don't know. Could throwing up the one, is that copyrighted?
No, but it's okay if you acknowledge the tribal chief no matter where you are. That's, you know, right. It's important. Obviously. Well, Richter is, I think that's it for AEW Dynamite catch-up, the annual Dynamite catch-up for, we had to cover it. It was big business.
Big business.
Big business in Boston.
Boston. So,
that's right. Well, Richter is, you know what to do here. Just say the thing for Patreon.
All right. So, yep, we got the Patreon down below. You know what to do. Basement Jer, Richter is on the socials, and Joe's got a party message for you.
The match of life is scheduled for one fall, bruv. So make it count.
Do what the man says.
Follow the bookers, bruv.